This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, final segment with Mike Adams. I want him to be able to cover anything else he hasn't gotten to. But just briefly, Yelp removes reviews critical of vaccine mandates. It's the censorship, the big tech straitjacket. See nothing, hear nothing, smell nothing, taste nothing. I mean, that's really the proof of the criminal activity. Suppressing the incredibly successful treatment, sending sick people into nursing homes to get high death rates. I mean, this just puts icing on the cake of how premeditated this whole global corporate takeover has been. Mike Adams, what else is on Natural News Radar?
Well, in retrospect, looking back at last year, something very important has come to light. Remember the big outbreak in northern Italy, and this was the one that was very convincing to many of us in the scientific community that this was a very real, very dangerous thing. And followed by New York City, the big outbreak that peaked in about mid-April 2020. I now believe, based on interviews with many, many experts, that those were not viral outbreaks. They were toxic nanoparticle spike protein attacks, kind of like anthrax attacks. I think that those, the New York City and Northern Italy and perhaps regions of China were actually hit with spike protein nanoparticle attacks where they were, the cities were basically bombarded with spike protein to create the symptoms, to create the fear that there was a viral pandemic taking place. But if it had really been a viral pandemic, we should have seen the same pattern of New York City happening in Chicago, in Miami, in Denver, you know, in Seattle, Los Angeles, and so on. And we did not see that because the virus, and this is why this process, Alex, it was so difficult for many of us to sort out. And this is why, you know, your guests and even your hosts often disagreed, and everybody was trying to find the right answer, even to this day, trying to find the answer of what's going on.
Well, that's when you know it's freedom, because is when you're getting a lot of different ideas and answers, and then things evolve over time as you get the right answer, not one official story that then suddenly flips and then flips again. And exactly, for those that don't know, they studied anthrax heavily because it's such an ancient, like, plant spore that you can't kill it, and it's a great bioweapon, but they studied spongiform encephalopathy and found they can create protein crystals that inject it into the body, will grow. This is just a new thing they're doing, and clearly this is their big rollout against us.
Yeah, absolutely. And once you understand all of this, you realize that they went to such incredible lengths to stage this plandemic. I mean, to fake so many elements of it, even for Cuomo to kill people with ventilators in order to spike up the numbers, to rig the hospitals being full in city after city after city, paying off the doctors to tweet out scripted fake claims.
But then we saw the unification of information all over the world, the same lockstep info, just like the lockstep document controlled by big tech. It really showed how premeditated it was.
Right. So this is the ultimate false flag. This is the largest theatrical staged event in human history. The entire world is the stage. It doesn't mean that there's not real danger from the spike protein, because there is. And it doesn't mean there's not real danger from common cold viruses, because people have been locked up and they're sunlight deficient and they're vitamin D deficient. So, yeah, you can get sick and you can have symptoms from regular viruses, coronaviruses that have been circulating for you know, decades. There are risks out there.
And you alluded to it earlier. Well, that's what I've been reading and studying. Just like Fauci famously in vaccines put the HIV in the 70s to get the vector with the gay community in New York and San Francisco, you pointed it out. They can put spike protein in a flu shot. They can put it in a tetanus shot. They can put it in MMR. And then that's how they were incubating it in Italy and New York, just like they incubated New York before to then show those higher death rates and create the fear.
That's right. Well, I think they actually just mass manufactured the nanoparticles and put it into an aerosolized attack on the city. I think that's what they did.
Drones.
Now, in retrospect.
Drones.
Yeah, drone attacks. But at the time, we couldn't have known that. So that's why we have to look back and reassess what, based on the information we now know. We now know this is a giant global fraud designed to exterminate humanity. That's where we are today.
And by the way, Mike, you're one of the smartest guys I know, and you always take your time to come to a conclusion. I agree with you. I can't wait till Thursday when you host the last few hours. I'm sure you'll get into kind of the pedigree of this to understand the future and what they're going to hit us with next. So please humor me, and on Thursday, get into what you think they're coming up next with naturalnews.com. Thank you, Mike.
Will do. Thank you.
Wow. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it was key. I just said they're clearly talking people in a few key areas to keep the hysteria, to get the doctors to say, no, this is real. And which they've done before. Fauci and others were trained by the folks that ran Tuskegee. I mean, Fauci injects dogs with maggots to watch them die. If you're a new listener, I swear that's true. It sounds insane. It is insane.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this cyber symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on MyPillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com. Thank you and God bless.
Go to frankspeech.com and enter promo code Alex or call 800-675-4614 and use promo code Alex.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Since I was 5 years old, so about 42 years. One blessing I've had has been a good reader, good mind, good memory. And I remember growing up, you'd hear about insane Florida dentist injected over 1,000 people with HIV and hepatitis, killing several hundred. And you're like, why would they do that? Or you'll hear about San Antonio nurse knowingly killed more than 50 newborn babies, injecting poison into them. And you just go, why would they do that? Or you watch 60 Minutes and it's like, these Dallas and Chicago hospitals killed healthy people for their organs. And back in the day, the media would report on stuff like that. Because back then it was somewhat freer and it just wanted a big story. And they'd lie about wars or big international things. That's when the government would get involved. But kind of domestically, the government and the intelligence agencies weren't that heavily engaged. About the 80s, 90s, and on, it's just gotten worse and worse, and now it's totally controlled. And so I sit there, and I look at the hundreds of studies Fauci does alone on keeping babies alive and torturing them and scalping them and putting their hair on rats and injecting puppy dogs, beagles with South American burrowing maggot flies that are more painful than you can imagine. These are maggots that eat live flesh. Screw worms that were in North America, but they had a giant eradication program for the screw worm. And by the time my dad was a teenager with our ranch, they weren't eating the cows. And they used to have worms that would lay eggs, and then the worm eats live flesh. A regular maggot just eats dead flesh. Fauci injected dogs with live maggots to then watch them in excruciating pain and then drain their blood off and try to figure out how to infect humans with worms. He's a nice person. So you got to come to grips with the fact that there's regular doctors that are in their schools and their systems, and there's elite doctors, and almost all of them get trained in eugenics and depopulation, and that they are God and that they are in control. And you can go down the line of John P. Holdren and Paul Ehrlich and all the top people that have run these federal agencies. And, man, they all write books about world government, getting rid of the family, and getting rid of humanity. And I've shown you those books, that one right here in front of me on the table. So I know what I say sounds insane. I know what I cover sounds crazy because you're not like that. You don't want to get a laboratory full of dogs and inject them with maggots till the maggots eat them alive and kill them. And they're begging and pleading and they chain them up so they can't even dig the maggots out of their own flesh. But somebody like Fauci sees maggots crawling under the skin and pus pouring out of a dog as beautiful. That's his power over something innocent. That's his power to hurt something. To him, that's like a beautiful musical instrument, torturing a puppy to death. And you've just got to come to realization. What's like a puppy, a baby? And he kept those babies alive, and he scalped them, and he merged them with rats, and he did it all. because it was an abomination before God. Because you don't move up the satanic hierarchy with these globalists unless you are molesting children or killing innocent people or just doing wholesale evil on a mass scale. That's how you put gas in the tank of Satan's engine. And again, Hollywood knows this. The globalists know this. Star Wars is cheesy, but it's full of allegories. And you got Episode 3, where Emperor Palpatine is just becoming Emperor, and Luke Skywalker is becoming Darth Vader. And he says, you need to go to the Jedi Temple and kill all the children.
Only then will you be powerful enough in the dark side to kill Obi-Wan Kenobi. Your friend, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
You got to go kill hundreds of children, and then you will be powerful enough in the dark side. The NKVD, the GRU, for a decade, had gone all over Russia. They killed 20% of the population, and they would come back to Lenin, and they'd say, sir, no one is resisting. They're giving us their wives. They've handed everything over. They work 20 hours a day. There's no one left to kill. Everyone is submitted. And Lenin would throw fits and say, you will be sent to the gulag unless you kill more. I want more blood. And then he would flop around on the ground and go, and they had an island. You ever seen that Clint Eastwood movie? I forget the name. It's one with Jeff Bridges, made back in the 70s, where there's a crazy guy on the side of the road with a truckload, a carload, or white rabbits, and he's chasing them around, shooting them with a shotgun. And Clint Eastwood knocks the guy out. Where do you think that came from? And the people that wrote, what's the Clint Eastwood, Jeff Bridges movie? He's got, it's Lightfoot and something. Thunderbolt and Lightfoot. That's what Lenin would do. That's in mainline history books. He had a private island that he would go to that had like little puppy dogs and rabbits. And he would rip their heads off and bite them and kill them and flop around. I mean, what kind of person do you think does this? These people. They don't want to kill a rabbit to eat it. They don't want to kill a rabbit for sport to eat it. No, it's about the fact that they're innocent and they control it and they've got it all there. So, that's where this, and Fauci wants to not inject a dog with maggots and watch him in a cage. Now, he'd love to have your child in a cage. But you know what he can get away with? Injecting him with something far worse than flesh-eating maggots. He'll inject you with mad cow disease in a vaccine and make your body produce mad cow disease that's going to eat your brain, your heart, your lungs, your liver, your kidneys, your testicles, your uterus. All of the really active parts of your body. And he's going to give that to you, and he's going to kill you, and you're not going to have the will or the nerve to admit he's done that to you. When, again, all the literature is you can't make a vaccine for a coronavirus because it'll cause autoimmune responses, other ones, it'll cause the antibody problems, it will cause the blood clots, your body attacking itself. And now it's happened, and now he sits there up on TV, we'll cover it next segment, and says you shouldn't be able to leave your house unless you've had this shot. And Sturgis shouldn't have a motorcycle rally, but Black Lives Matter can, and Obama can, and the Democrats can, and Antifa can. And then I've got footage of Antifa in Portland. They beat up some churchgoers a few months ago at a park. So tens of thousands of Christians showed up peacefully for a prayer rally. They attacked the prayer rally with explosives last night. You didn't see that on the national news, did you? And hunted people down to their cars to attack them. And the Christians didn't shoot into the Antifa, or the Antifa would have been on the news as heroes, you know, battling Nazis. But in America today, in major cities, Christians can't go have a prayer village in a park, prayer vigil, without being attacked by communist devil-worshipping scum. And let me tell you, 99% of the Antifa are devil-worshipping pedophiles. And they know they are, and they love it. So they are completely turned over to it. They are committed to it. And I challenge you to go to a pro-life rally anywhere in the U.S. It's in a big city, and they'll show up.
And they'll look at you and they'll say, we're going to destroy you and Jesus. We're going to kill those babies. And there's, you think, oh, they're doing that just to publicly shock you. No, we've infiltrated them. And I've seen the videos. You've seen them in their own meetings. They're just like, we must destroy goodness. We must annihilate children. Satan demands it. Xi Jinping, Xi Jinping, Xi Jinping. I mean, it's like, where did they come from? You have to know they are out of Satan. They are 100% real. They are a weapon and they're coming. And their masters want to inject babies with mad cow disease. That's what the COVID vaccine is. If you want to call it anything, it's mad cow disease. That's the simplest thing the public understand. And they're never going to stop till they've murdered you because the spirit in them says murder, 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 rape, rape, murder, burn, kill, murder, kill, death, rape, murder. It's one message. Kill them, kill them, kill them, kill them. Satan comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And the only thing they hear is murder, kill, rape babies, murder, kill baby dogs, kill babies, kill women, burn buildings, kill police, kill, 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 kill. They're just like, rah! And they're never stopping until you stop them. They're never stopping. Fauci's their god.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. you could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Scrolled off, and we can find it or repost it. And it's the Secretary of Defense, Austin. And Austin is reviewing the troops literally with a black bag over his head and a huge face mask. And he does this when he goes to China, when he goes to Russia, and he looks like a total clown, but it's all part of fully buying into the virus and the hysteria and the fear. Yeah, let's put that back up on screen. And the media defends it and says it's good and everybody should do it. Well, it's definitely a psyop. And all it is the villains beginning to cover their faces. So they can carry out the fear for the deadly inoculation, carry out the depopulation operation. He signed on to the evil. Meanwhile, we've got Obama, it's being reported, is still having a party days later at Martha's Vineyard. And there's nothing wrong with having a party at Martha's Vineyard, but it's stolen wealth, stolen money. And he did actually have some of his black friends there. He's usually carrying out depopulation in Africa. But there was this white elitist and Stephen Colbert and John Kerry and Nancy Pelosi there. And then some black movie stars and black rappers and people. And they're all there. And then meanwhile, right here, U.S. Special Envoy on Torture. Authorities are viewing their own people as the enemy. So the U.N. comes to investigate us when they're the ones that have called for the worldwide lockdown. And then they say, oh my God, the police are beating people up all over America. America's bad. When all over the world this is being done, and it's wrong, and it's evil. But did the police go, and did they beat everybody up at the Obama's hangout? Because the best article's on the Daily Mail. The party continues. Obama's 60th celebration roll into third day with a birthday brunch with Oprah, who wants the global depopulation. And the media said, oh, well, he is sophisticated, so they were all vaccinated. Oh, really? Well, I thought even the vaccinated have to wear a mask because of the Delta variant. It's all lies. They don't have to be checked because they're the anointed ones. And let's not get caught in this trap of saying, oh, well, let's enforce it on them. They're enforcing it on us. No, the whole thing's a fraud. The whole thing's a lie. But thinking of Secretary of Defense Austin, Pentagon required COVID vaccine for all troops on September 15th, and members of Congress have pointed out under federal law, you can't make even the military take experimental shots, which goes the whole point of how this violates the Nuremberg Code and federal and state law. We need action against this because this is violent action. And sure enough, like I said earlier, don't try to criticize this on Yelp. Because you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to anywhere. You must conform to the experimental shot. You must submit to it. Now, let's go to a clip of Fauci chastises those attending the Sturgis motorcycle rally, but not a word about Obama, not a word about Black Lives Matter, not a word about any of it, because it's all about the murder of logic and the murder of common sense. Here it is.
You brought up regionally the South, but out in the plains, in the Great Plains, we have Sturgis, South Dakota. There's a gathering right now of some 700,000 people. Last year, it was a smaller turnout, and it was over about 150,000 people, and it led to a massive outbreak in the Dakotas, where they became number one and number two for essentially the rest of the calendar year of cases. What do you expect this rally to do to that part of the country?
Well, I'm very concerned, Chuck, that we're going to see another surge related to that rally. I mean, to me, it's understandable that people want to do the kinds of things they want to do. They want their freedom to do that. But there comes a time when you're dealing with a public health crisis that should involve you, your family, and everyone else, that something supersedes that need to do exactly what you want to do. You're going to ultimately...
Like you at the baseball game without your mask while you murder dogs and little babies and sew the scalps of babies onto rats, you little mad scientist monster! You little Joseph Mengele! I pray God brings judgment on him. I don't want anybody to harm a hair on his rat head, but I want God to bring that monster to justice, and I know God will. I pray, please, Lord, for the children, not for us. I know we're wicked, but for the children, bring judgment against this devil. So there he is. Sturgis is bad. They had that made up, super spreader, somebody got sick. It's all lies. It's all crap. It's all BS. Or they inject you with a spike protein to make you sick and kill your ass. On record.
There comes a time
where you pay, Fauci, you and Klaus Schwab. So here is Obama's party was sophisticated. She tells this reporter, Carney, who got to be there, she's so powerful, she got to be there. Oh, my God, it's so good. And the sophisticated crowd, because they're globalists, they're sophisticated. Here she is.
Other people said, this is really being overblown. They're following all the safety precautions. People are going to sporting events that are bigger than this. This is going to be safe. This is a sophisticated, vaccinated crowd, and this is just about optics. It's not about safety.
All right. Annie Carney, thanks so much. We'll see how it plays out.
Just like AOC's caught putting her face mask on last week, but a camera was there for a press op. Yeah, we know it's about optics. We know the face mask. Again, you could fly if a virus was a 747. You could fly with the average face mask 6 747s through the size of the hole if they were a virus. It's like throwing BBs through scaffolding, the way it's been described. It's the same thing. Can you throw a BB through scaffolding? Whether you're fixing windows in a house? Yeah. It's all crap. It's all bull. It's all mega corporations looting and robbing while they then go teach the brown people that white people are the fault and get white people. Now, don't get the big banks. Don't get Bezos. Don't get Ted Turner. Don't get Bill Gates. Don't get the pedophiles. Don't get the eugenicists. No. No. Fight with each other over what color you are. It's so obvious. It's so disgusting. And they're censoring everyone while they do it because it's their big assault. It's their big attack. And now they're going to say all the dead and dying are from the unvaccinated. Except the majority of those are the vaccinated. So they got a problem. This is a cult of fear, a cult of clownery, and it's all just virtue signaling garbage. That's all this is. And they know it. And they're terrorizing you. The only thing we have to fear is fear itself. Okay. I got a lot of other news. I've been hit with Antifa attacking a prayer meeting and more. I want to give the number out. Also, is Obama, and that's who's running things, going to implement the internet kill switch on the 11th? I'm not saying it's going to happen. I'm saying they're doing a test.
It's hard to believe we're already halfway into this insane year of 2021. We're seeing world government, world IDs being announced, forced inoculations. All the tyranny we warned of is now here. But on the good side, there is also a global awakening, the likes of which this planet has never seen. So truly, the battle between good and evil is now front and center. That's why I want to thank all the viewers and all the listeners for your support, for your word of mouth, for your prayers over the years, because without InfoWars, we'd be in a lot more trouble than we are right now. So again, thanks for keeping us on the air. And please take advantage of the big super sale, flash sale we're doing right now at InfoWarsStore.com. A whole bunch of our best-selling products are 50% off despite the fact they're selling out. That's why it's a flash sale. A Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, our Greens Formula, of course, our high-quality vitamin D3 formula with calcium. Then we have the 1,100% of your daily allowance vitamin C with zinc. They're all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com, and the deal has to end in less than a week, so please take advantage of it right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
InfoWars audience inspired that song, Mr. Bellamy told me on air. All right. Let's dive into it right now. You hear about universal basic income. You hear about forgiving the student debt. You hear about all this because the globalists are getting our countries and our systems in debt because they control the issuance of currency and debt out of nothing. And once they get us into full bankruptcy, just like we're a third world country, they can dictate every facet of our lives. It's called being a slave. And when they talk about defunding the police, they just mean taking control of the police and then literally giving it to their own private security. So let's go over how all this ties together. First, video. We had to heavily bleep this. Armed Antifa hunt down attendees of Christmas or Christian event in Portland. Again, video. Armed Antifa hunt down attendees of Christian event in Portland. And it shows thousands and thousands and thousands of people out at the city park peacefully praying and singing after months ago. The footage is all in this article. Antifa came out when there was only 20 or 30 Christians praying and beat them up. And so now after this big, giant, peaceful rally, the scum came because they knew Christians were coming to pray and exercise their First Amendment. And so unlike the Chinese tanks at Tiananmen Square attacking the democracy protesters, which our media decried and said was terrible, that was 30-something years ago, now it's praised because they're fighting white supremacists with fireworks, explosive mortars, and clubs chasing Christians with their children to their cars. And thank God the police did a little and fired some tear gas at full-grown men in black chasing Christians, men, women, and children, to their cars, physically attacking them. This is the left. This is what they'll do to you once they get control of a city. Because they don't need to defund the police. They threaten to do it. They get control. George Soros puts their people in, and it's game over. Yeah, here's footage from months ago when they came and shut down the Christian event. And we can, I'd really like to show the video. It's powerful. That's in the article right here. It shows the big, huge Christian group that was there, the thousands and thousands of them that peacefully had their event. But you can find it on Infowars.com. Andy Ngo shot video of it. It's video, armed Antifa hunt down attendees of Christian event in Portland. You can see them originally attacked the group months ago. So they came out and said, well, we'll have more Christians come out for free speech and religious freedom. And then we've got the footage. Hell, I'll pull it up. We got the footage of that. I mean, yeah, look at that. Look at that big event of nice Christians coming together. And then night falls, and here comes the scum. They're not about to let filthy, dirty, American, Christian trash of every race, color, and creed come together and not let those bullies stop them. No. Because they came together, they've got to follow them to their cars. They've got to throw explosives at them. They've got to beat them with poles and clubs because they are the Democrats. They are the good guys. They are the anti-fascists of Stephen Colbert and Barack Obama that funded. So, continuing on, whether you are in Minnesota or whether you are in all these different areas like Washington State or Oregon or countless other places, they're trying to defund the police. Not that the police are perfect, but they want control of the police. Here's a great cartoon. Local communities, Ilhan Omar takes the money away. He says, give me that. Omar's private security. The city of Minneapolis, as you know, cut the police by half and then gave themselves a multi-million dollar private security firm for two security guards per city council member, 24 hours a day, armed men. When they go to the bathroom, when they pull their car into work, when they go home at night, and when they're asleep inside their houses, sitting in the parking lot of their house or in their kitchen, are armed men. Three shifts a day, two armed men, six guards a day to protect them. You're like, that doesn't have logic. They want to defund the police over one thing that went wrong with a heroin addict, a fentanyl addict, and want to say all cops are bad, but then they have off-duty cops protecting them for $35 an hour, $40 an hour, $50 an hour. Hell, in some cases, it's their friends. They're getting like $500 an hour. I mean, there's a bunch of scams going on here as well. So doesn't that illustrate everything to you? And Congresswoman Cori Bush, she came out in a press conference last week, I never even got to it, and said, hey, It's not a conflict that I want to get rid of police, but I got private security. And now they're giving $2 billion to the Capitol Police to be in all 50 states. Cori Bush will pay $200K for private security, but she still wants to defund the police. That's what you call a commie, ladies and gentlemen. Let's continue. She doesn't want you to have guns to protect yourself. She doesn't want you to have police. She doesn't want you to have nothing. And that's the type of people that George Soros, who's got up to 20 bodyguards. Michael Bloomberg has like 30 bodyguards at any one time. I know because I know people that have worked on his detail. Up to 30 bodyguards for Michael Bloomberg. But you know what? You're some bus driver in New York City. They can barely pay their rent. You can't have a gun to protect yourself. No, because you're not Mike Bloomberg. And Mike Bloomberg, by the way, I know people that know Mike Bloomberg, he doesn't give waiters tips. He doesn't give any. He doesn't give a damn about anybody. Because he's a selfish, monstrous, soulless pig who doesn't want his slaves armed. He wants to be the only one with guns, so he rules over you. And he has a corrupt marketing computer system that siphons money off the stock market. Because he's part of the in mafia crowd. All a bunch of soulless nerds like Charlie Munger, who loves China and communists, and Trudeau and Warren Buffett. They all just wear their little suits, little ties when they're psychotics. Meanwhile, Americans collectively owe $4.32 trillion in consumer debt, and with another lockdown, you'll go deeper into debt. Insanity. There are now 1.4 million more job openings than unemployed workers. Representative Omar introduces guaranteed income bill and GDP alternative legislation. Where we're not based on our output. No, no. No, no. A social credit score. Should Obama's internet kill switch power be curbed? I'm going to cover that, as I mentioned, when we come back and give the number out. Let's open the phones up for your vaccine experiences, your family's so-called vaccine experiences, and the fact they're trying to make it mandatory with an experimental shot, and Fauci saying you shouldn't have a motorcycle rally, but Obama can have his rally because he's sophisticated. What is your take on this? First-time callers, we're going to take a lot of your calls the next hour and a half. Next hour and 15 minutes, interspersed with all of the news and information. So many clips I haven't gotten to yet. The toll-free number is 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. And I would love to hear it. You love the vaccine. It made you super happy. It was a great day. You haven't gotten those calls yet, but maybe they exist. Or your experience, your family's experience. And what do you make of just all this news and information coming out and so much more? They want you disarmed so Antifa can come by, knock down your door, tie you up in front of your wife and children, and then rape them and kill them before they slit your throat. They want to do one thing. That's tie you and your family up and kill you. I'm not joking. They're devil worshipers that want to murder you. They work for Fauci.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You know, during the break, I went in my office and had a little bit of lunch. I thought about the things I just said in the last hour. It's how she's got baby beagles, puppies, been planting them with maggots that then eat them to death before their rotten blood is drawn off. And they figure out how to then infect humans with the blood. And then I think about Fauci, little piece of pepper in the green beans I was eating got down on my craw. And then I was thinking about just the latest about, you know, all the dead babies. They keep the baby alive. They scalp it, and then they suture its living scalp onto a rat. Or how they keep babies alive and sell their organs. Fauci's doing all that. And that all just sounds crazy, like it's a lie, but it's all admitted. And then I'm up here reporting to radio listeners who can't see the video that tens of thousands of peaceful Christians show up to pray in a park because a few dozen of them got physically attacked a few months ago and told you can't be in the city if you're a Christian of Portland. How about a civil rights violation? Violation of the First Amendment. And then you watch the footage of full-grown men with clubs and bricks and explosive fireworks that can kill you, you know, the big mortar shells, attacking men, women, and children and the left is on Twitter praising it. And the average leftist doing this, calling for Andy Ngozi to die, who shot the footage, some of it. Think about what monsters they are. Because I know one thing about leftists. They are, on average, the softest, stupidest, dumbest people around. So there they are, cheering on full-grown men attacking Christians, throwing rocks at women, and this is who we've become. This is the fall of our country. This is the fall of our soul. Men running around with clubs, and there's dozens of these videos, hitting women over the heads with them because they dared come to a park. A gang that doesn't want Christians to have the right to pray. And I guarantee you, I bet you $1,000. I bet anybody that's on the street that if you randomly go to any Antifa event, 70% of them will have devil-worshipping tattoos all over their body. And this isn't like somebody that's got a pentagram on them because they're trying to be rebellious or something like Motley Crue. This is, they are very stupid, very hateful, but very hungry to attack. And if they see somebody in a wheelchair, they even attack more. You're like, that doesn't make sense. That's not manly. Well, these aren't manly people. And you remember how they, you know, sneak around and shoot people and kill them. So to be able to be on the streets of America in a leftist area, you have to be ready to fight now. And they worship Xi Jinping. They see him as an idol, a guy that knows how to get things done. And they see George Washington as a terrorist. And so I just really want it to sink in, the type of people they are. You know, Owen Schroyer got hit once by Antifa when they had an event in downtown Austin called Donald Trump, Alex Jones, and Fake News. They blocked off part of downtown on Congress by the Capitol. They had big giant tents up. Only a few hundred people showed up. They had chairs for thousands. And we get there, and dudes run up and say, you're not allowed to be here. They asked the police to arrest us, but they wouldn't because it was open to the city. And then guys come over to me, and there's video of this, and start trying to lick my face and start saying, I like to have sex with children. These men start doing these weird dances. I'm like, I like babies. I like to have sex with children. Don't you like children? And so after a while, we leave. And right before we get in the car, a guy on a bike rides by and throws a bag at us. And it hits, and one drop gets on me and smells. More of it hits Owen. And we're like, what the hell is that smell? And this is what Antifa does. They defecate and urinate in bags for months and grow it and rot it. That's their artwork. And then they throw it at you. So you got to understand, this is a special type of scum. And they're your school teachers. They're even your police officers now. We've seen rallies around the country where, you know, city officials take pictures of people at pro-America rallies, and that gets given to Antifa. They're inside the FBI. They're everywhere. And they are evil, weak-minded people that have turned themselves over to absolute evil, and they hate America. In fact, that's their main thing, is no borders, no wall, the USA at all, get rid of the country. They have a better name. It's called cancer. We're going to start the next hour and go to Katie and William and Will and Patrick and Jake and James and Matt and Scott and Nathan and Dan. And I'll get to every single one of those callers and more at 877-789-2539 on this live Monday edition. But if I sound like, I mean, folks, I haven't even gotten to the infrastructure bill. But luckily, that's all over the news. But you read even the local newspapers like, infrastructure bill is very good and fights terrorism. Then you read it and it says, cameras will be in all new cars to watch you and make sure you're following the law. They'll be hooked into the police department under federal law. Cameras in all the cars and breathalyzers and questioning and transgender will be a federal crime. And if you criticize certified science of the CDC, you'll be arrested. And you know, because I knew the infrastructure bill was bad. But they didn't have a final version until like Thursday. So I got busy and didn't go over it. So then I learned Friday night after I'd done a whole show that it had that. So I went and looked at it. I scanned over the 2,700 pages. It was all there. Just like, okay, giving dogs maggots and torturing to death, attacking prayer groups and children, scalping babies and putting the hair on rats, giving people deadly spike protein poison that they know will kill you in a vaccine. All of this sounds insane because it is, folks. We're under the attack. We are under the massive satanic attack now. This is it. And it's just going to get crazier from here on out. Because they know America was too vibrant, too Christian, too strong in its roots, and it will keep regenerating. So they've got to destroy the whole thing. Because this system's got to go for their world government, New World Order system to come in. And that's really the big news here. Yeah, it tracks your travel data, puts cameras in it, microphones. I mean, even mainstream news can't even get it hardcore enough. It actually says, watch you with cameras in your car. So we're going to be covering it all here. I want to thank listeners for your support. You know, the system spends a lot of time and a lot of energy trying to shut us up and trying to take us off air. Because they don't want somebody calling them out for what they're really doing. So they see taking InfoWars off the air and shadow banning us and outright banning us and suing us and then suing us in corrupt court jurisdictions totally controlled by the Democrats where the individuals involved don't even deny it's all rigged. It's just a real sense of entitlement and a real humorous, but that's okay. Because while they pretend they're bringing us down, their whole system's actually coming down. And they know it. But keeping us on air while getting great products at the same time is totally essential. And if you go to MyPillow.com, if you need towels, if you need sheets, if you need pillows, if you need shoes and slippers and human beds that are excellent and dog beds and cat beds and Mike Lindell's book and all, he's got a ton of products. Everything's up to 66%. Everything's up to 66% off with promo code ALEX. Get the very best deals at MyPillow.com with that code. 66% off, up to 66% off, promo code ALEX. And then now we have the InfoWars Limited Supply flash sale running. And a lot of the stuff has had to go off sale, like the Ultimate Turmeric Formula and a few others. But we've got one more day left of Turbo Force, 10-hour clean energy that people love so much, 50% off. Lung and mouth cleanse and throat defense, 50% off limited supply. Vitamin C with zinc with an 1,100% dose of the vitamin C, 50% off limited supply. Vitamin D3 gummies, 50% off limited supply. In addition to these new sales, we're extending two of the previous sales until these products sell out. Survival Shield X2. More's coming in about a month, but I'm still going to sell it out. 50% off. InfoWars privacy pouches with 11 InfoWars bumper stickers with it free. 50% off to protect your identity from the contact tracers, hackers, and others. It's all there, and that makes this operation be able to continue on. So thank you all for your support. Stay with us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.